This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Is there anything, like, makeup-wise or anything you, like, don't like when they would do that?
It's kind of weird when they have, like, the on the eyes and then, like, the swoosh going off.
like cat eye, like, yeah. The eyeliner.
Yeah, the faces look wider than, like, the rest.
Yeah.
That's
just chill on the makeup.
So you don't like the Nike swoosh on
that? Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with my two little brothers, Philip King and Tanner Shapiro.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going?
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast. Period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and, like, the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. So yeah, obviously Philip's my real brother and I'm sure you know him from my Instagram. And then Tanner is like my fake little brother that I don't know. I feel like sometimes I post stories of you. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I don't know how many stories you post to me, but we've just grown up, like, same neighborhood.
Yeah, we grew up as neighbors, and literally the kid would be at my house almost more than me, which was awesome.
It was a lot of fun, and just growing up with you and Phil, we just always kind of had a fun time, and that was kind of when Vine was out, and we were always doing, like, little Vines and stuff.
We were?
Yeah, I remember we made one. I can't.
On the golf cart and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, I remember the Like Mike one.
Yeah.
Me like Mike.
Yeah. We made a bunch of kind of weird.
Who was your favorite Viner?
Oh, gosh. Probably Shawn Mendes, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, he was a dog.
Okay. I don't even remember.
I honestly can't think of any other Viners.
I don't remember him from. Did you ever watch David Dobrik on Vine?
No. I don't know who I watch on Vine.
Okay, well, I've known these guys forever. They both grew up with me, and they're 2 years younger than me.
Correct.
Philip's a grade younger, but a grade extra younger.
Yeah, we're both 20.
I'm going to be a junior, and Phil's going to be a sophomore
at Indiana.
Okay, but you're both 20.
Right.
When's your birthday, Tanner?
November, so I'm going
to Vegas.
You
turn 21 soon.
For the 21st.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Who are you going with?
The girlfriend, the fam, and then a couple of family friends.
Well, you know, I live really close to Vegas.
Oh, really? You
want that? And I have a great hookup in Vegas, I'm just saying. I'll give you his number.
I'm actually scared of that.
No, it's so fun.
It'll be so fun.
I love Vegas. Anyway, so yeah, these guys, my brother grew up playing sports, and then Tanner grew up playing golf.
It's also a sport.
Yeah. Sorry. I was trying to say that you played a few sports, and Tanner focused on golf.
Yeah.
Right? But right. Tanner's really good.
I held my own.
I went today.
Tanner also grew up being like the ladies, like he's very smooth. Yeah. I'd say.
That might be a stretch for the viewers.
Hey,
that's a bit of a stretch.
Tanner was more of a ladies' man in high school.
Yeah.
That's what he focused on.
Yes, I feel like you were always like, we were always talking about guys and girls. Like you would always ask me about girls and then I would always ask you about guys. That's facts.
Yeah.
In our basement, we had deep talks, Tanner.
Yeah, and everything in high school just felt like it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, I remember if a girl and I ended or something, I would just be, like, devastated.
Yeah.
Honesty hour.
Yeah.
Honesty hour.
Yeah.
Okay, well, can you tell me, each of you, I want you to give me a little intro about yourself. So, tell me maybe your major, what school you go to, what frat you're in. I don't know. Tell me a little bit about what you like, what you do, what you're all about. So, go ahead.
All right. My name's Philip King. I am 20 years old, going to be a sophomore at Indiana University.
What?
I am in Fiji fraternity, and I don't know. I enjoy playing sports with my friends, golfing, I don't know, just hanging out.
Yeah, we're in the same fraternity, but I'm going to be a junior, looking to go to law school here soon, studying for the LSAT next summer. A lot of big things coming up, but most likely going to live in Bloomington for the rest of my life. So super excited and probably won't move from my hometown, but it's been a fun ride so far.
Do you not want to move from your hometown?
Just with the path I'm on with law school, then afterward coming back here and working with dad.
Are you only applying to IU?
I'm going to apply to McKinney, which is in Indianapolis, just because I don't want to live in Bloomington.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, but with law, you have to practice in the same state, like that you take the bar in.
Really?
So when I pass the bar, I'll just practice in Indiana.
Gotcha. So, what kind of lawyer do you want to be?
Same as Pops, which is criminal defense.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Things can change when you get to law school. There's a bunch of different outlets, but at the moment,
you know what I think you'd be really good at? Oh my God, you'd be so good at it. You'd be a phenomenal agent.
Sports agent or like
an or an entertainment agent.
He would. It's about Tom.
Yeah, but Tom and him would be, and especially Tanner actually, because you're for sure going into law.
Yeah, I think
you would be so good at taking people out to dinner, schmoozing the hell out of them, getting them to be your client.
I'm flattered, Taylor.
And defending them when they're in a
bind.
Yeah,
that's a cool thing to think about. It's just right now, I think more than my friends, I'm on such a narrow, straight path.
Yeah.
That it's hard to waver or even think about wavering off of it. But that would be a cool outlet if the opportunity presented itself down the
road.
Just
saying.
Yeah, I appreciate the compliment.
Cool. All right, so, and what do you want to be, Philip?
I have no idea. Something in the business world. Maybe a stockbroker. Maybe on my own business. That'd be the dream.
Where do you want to live?
Probably big city, Chicago, Indy, or New York would be cool. L.A. maybe.
Okay, say every city except the city I live in. You guys are both in the same frat, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what's the frat? Tell me a little bit about it. What's like the frat culture like at Indiana? Like, why'd you decide Fiji? Can you tell me a little bit about the frat culture and kind of why you chose? There's no food here, Domer. I can hear everything anyone does.
So
basically, I just want to know what about your frat and what it means to be a Fiji and stuff like that.
Do you want to take this one or should I?
You got it.
Come close.
I think first off, starting like thinking about college and Greek life in general at IU, it's kind of a must to be in Greek life. And I had a bunch of good friends above me, Holden Jastrzemski, Zach Wisen, Cameron Greenwald, who were all in Fiji.
And I love them.
They all told me to rush. And actually the day of, Domer and I, who's sitting right here, we weren't going to go. And then we ended up deciding to, loved it, and then just kind of thought it was a good fit right away. What's special about Fiji is you get to live in it all 4 years, and just like the bond you have with the guys around you is pretty special. And like, there's just so many things you can do and so many connections you make throughout the process. And honestly, like choosing between a small school for golf and, you know, ending up doing what I did at Fiji, it's been the right decision for me, and I've had so much fun with everybody. So,
wow. What do you have to do to become a Fiji? Like, or get into any frat? Like, what does that entail?
Actually, I was a rush chair this year for Fiji.
Oh, flex.
Yeah, slight flex on the juicy hole. But Sorry, Dumber's screaming out.
Dumber, stop Snapchatting us. Classic 307.
But since you live in all 4 years at Fiji, it's different. So you rush before school actually starts. So you'll rush as a senior in high school. We had 3 rush dates, February, April, and June. Like 40 kids come in. They eat pizza with us, play basketball. All the guys get to know them. And then myself and the 2 other rush chairs go back and interview them. We have set questions for them. And then we kind of decide as a house, like, hey, is this person a good fit? Do they exemplify what we want to see in a kid in a Fiji? And then moving on from there, we come up with 32 guys that we extend bids to, and then they live in right away. So it's a really cool process and different than anything else in the country.
Oh, in the country.
Yeah, they don't do that anywhere else except Fiji.
Wait, can you tell me a little bit about your house and how like bougie it is?
Yeah, it was built in 2016, right?
Yeah.
A few years ago, and it's the largest fraternity house or sorority house in the country, and it's just really nice. It's got everything you need, and we are lucky to live in it.
Okay.
Yeah, blessed. I don't know.
I feel like you guys are like,
I don't know how to describe it.
I feel like we're doing a brand deal for Fiji right now. Yeah. And that's why you should join.
Rush Fiji, but it's already over, so don't actually, because then I have to do more work. So
next year,
make Phil do it.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to play a little game really quick just to like warm yourselves up. It's called Hot Seat.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you, we'll alternate who answers first. And basically you have to answer the question as quick as possible. I did this with Johnny. I'm going to do some similar questions. So if you listen to Johnny's episode, I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat some of them. But I think they're really good and juicy. And yeah, just say what's on the top of your mind.
Just let us know who's going first.
Okay, Phil, you can go first. Okay. First question, what is your go-to going out outfit?
Jeans and a polo.
And what shoes?
White Adidas.
Okay.
Like navy blue pants, white Converse, and then like a Vineyard Vines polo probably.
Oh, okay, Tanner.
I mean, or flannel, same thing. Yeah. It's kind of all...
White tee with like a button down.
I feel like you're a little bit more edgy than Tanner's a little bit more preppy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you prefer a girl to be more edgy or preppy?
Ooh, edgy.
What's an edgy girl? What's a preppy girl? Like, what would be outfit examples? I'm trying to think. I can't.
When edgy, I think of like goth.
Yeah, I think. Edgy
no,
makes me think
not
of like
necessarily. Just like, what would you rather them be? Like a little more out there and like funky with their style, or a little bit more like traditional?
Traditional for me.
I like the girls that do different.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would be your walk-up song if you played like baseball or something, or you were like entering the Fiji house and they had to play a walk-up song? What would it be?
Can't Wait to Be King, Lion King. My last name's King, so.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Wow. Probably Nonstop, Drake.
Okay. Yeah. Tay King.
Yeah. Do the rest.
What's the best frat party you've been to?
Ooh, probably Fiji, Ibiza, or the Christmas date party.
Yeah, I think similar date party. I don't know if that really counts, but anything where you can just have like people you know.
See, like a date.
Than, yeah,
you
yeah.
Like
rather
a date.
Than just a bunch of random girls.
Okay, what's the best way to ask a girl to a date party?
You text them and say, hey, you want to go to a
date party? I don't know. I think the best way is getting hooked up by one of her friends.
Okay.
Well, if you like the girl, you're not going to... I mean, it's different because he has a girlfriend.
So that's all you say? You just say, hey, want to come to this date party?
That's how I ask my girl with Black Diamond.
Okay.
Not my girl, but the girl I take Black Diamond.
And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
That's
it? He kind of said, Domer kind of sent me
okay,
up.
So you got to get set
you,
up
you need a
little.
Third party. You okay. can't just go blind.
That's not necessarily
And
true.
I think another thing, though, like when I wasn't dating my girlfriend freshman year, like a girl, if you ask her randomly and there's no third party, she's going to check your Instagram. She's going to ask all the other friends if you're cool or weird. And she's only going to want to go if her friends go too.
Okay.
Like, she's not going in there blind.
Oh.
Whatsoever.
So you have it figured out, Tan.
No, I don't know if I have it figured out, but that's like what my girlfriends have told me. Like
that's actually really good advice like, for guys.
Kind of wrapping it into your show, like if a guy only had 307 Instagram followers, the girl would not be into guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like she would think he was weird.
Okay, so she like checks
him
out.
She does her research.
Yeah, she
does her research.
Well,
I love
she
that.
She just doesn't want to go in alone because you're sleeping in the same bed as the person.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go with someone that. I mean, even if you're going as friends, you are.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of a thing
because it's a formal. It's a stay
it's a
over formal.
Yeah. So I mean, they definitely aren't going to somebody that's following 14,000 5,000 people and has 12 followers.
And you usually like go with the girls will have a group of their friends. Yeah. So like you, it's like
so they can hang
it's
out.
It's like for what day, like for this date party. All right, which group of girls do we want to take or something?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. So okay, if you could describe yourselves in three words, what would they be?
Sarcastic, fun, and athletic. Cut that, I don't know.
No, that was good. I feel like that's good.
Humble, too.
Yeah, lacking confidence.
Outgoing, determined, and I'd probably say cocky.
Confident.
Yeah, very confident.
I think. If you could describe me in three words, what would you say?
Extra, outgoing, and juicy.
Or that's your sister.
Not like that, but like, I just opened TK's Juicy Pot.
Confident, vibrant. What's like you light up a room? I don't know what that word would be. But like when you come in, like it's like a presence. It's an aura.
Okay, thanks, Tan.
Yeah, for sure.
Energetic.
Okay, what's your go-to dance move?
The whip, or not the whip?
The Millie Rock.
Yeah, I'm same deal, Millie Rock. I'm not running from that.
So can you explain what a Millie Rock is? Can you explain that for people that don't know?
I mean, you do your hand in like a circle and then you just hit it. Everybody knows the Millie Rock or the Whoa. Everybody looks in the Whoa.
It's something you can do with one hand, so you can have a drink in one hand, and then the other hand you look like you're kind of into it.
Okay.
You're kind of just moving your hand around.
So you have a drink in one hand, and then you just
Millie Rock. If you're at a party, you have to have a drink in your hand so you don't look awkward. Like,
because the worst is the dude that in the corner that just sits there and just stares at everybody.
Yeah. Like, it's better to make a fool of yourself dancing than to not do anything at all.
Okay. Kind of like a bot.
Yeah.
Do you know what a bot is?
Don't be a bot.
Do you know what a bot is, Tanner?
I know like a
robot. Like nothing special about it.
Yeah.
So can you explain like the actual definition? Because I've been talking about it a lot. Can you talk about the actual definition of a bot?
So a bot's basically just like a very boring person. There's nothing special about them. They don't do anything different.
But they could be very good looking, right?
Oh, they can be. They can be hot, but it's their personality. It's like who they are as a person and very straight faced and don't really change. Yes, bland, boring. Boring's the best word to describe it for me.
Gotcha. What's your guys' guilty pleasure?
Romantic movies.
Yeah, I was like, Phil, want to watch a movie? He's like, yeah, let's watch a rom-com.
I don't know.
The other night.
I love them.
Probably like McDonald's French fries.
Okay.
So far.
Mine's watching paparazzi videos.
Oh, gosh.
I love watching paparazzi videos. Do you ever notice when people unfollow you?
No.
No.
No. Who do you creep on the most on Instagram?
Girls and houses.
Like girls you like?
Yeah.
Like girls you're interested in? Okay.
Probably athletes.
Really?
Yeah, like I'll see like what one certain dude is dating, like Gronk. I got so deep in him the other day because I saw he was dating that girl.
And Camille?
I saw that girl, yeah. And then
okay, cool.
It just goes from one profile to another.
Yeah.
Like who's your favorite Instagram person to follow on Instagram?
LeBron James.
Really?
LeBron or Champagne Poppy.
Okay.
Drake is good Insta. I don't know who my favorite is.
Damn near OBJ.
No.
He has a good Insta.
He has a good Instagram.
Barstool's Insta's House of Highlights.
Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the highlights.
Yeah.
It always keeps me updated.
Yeah.
What Instagram account do you feel like girls follow? Like every girl follows?
Every girl follows?
Yeah.
Tyler Cameron's.
Tyler C.
I don't blame him. That
did you see that Gigi Hadid followed him?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he followed her. It was like this big thing.
Like Justin Bieber probably or something.
Yeah, they probably all follow Bieber.
What is a great first date spot?
This is all you, Tanner. Tanner's the captain.
I wasn't even thinking about this, Tanner.
Tanner's the captain of this.
I can't say this on the podcast. What if,
yes, you
what
do.
If one of the people that
then they'll know you like him.
Well, hopefully they don't listen to it, but I like driving range in McAllister's is what I always did because McAllister's is like.
Can you not do that? Don't
It's not super nice to the point where she's like, oh my gosh, like he's super into me. But
okay.
It's not like trashy.
So
to the
do
point
you,
where she thinks, you know.
Do you try and go to the driving range because you kind of want to like.
It's like loosen
show
up.
Off.
Yeah, no. It's more like I normally don't hit a ball.
Okay.
Definitely
it's normally just like something that gets them in their comfort.
Doing an activity that you can talk about. So if like the date like sucks, you can just be like, all right.
And like making fun of them is huge.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Like putt putt.
You have to be able to make fun of each other. And if you can't do that, like, then I know I don't want to be with them.
Oh, okay. So what if they're like everything? Is that a deal breaker?
Oh yeah. Like if I can't be sarcastic and like kind of mean to them, then yeah. Like if they can't, you know what I'm saying? Though?
Yeah.
If they can't like take it. If it's like, why did you say that was rude? Then I'm kind of in a bad spot and I know it's not going
to
work out.
Or you can take them to like a sporting event. It's always good because if you don't want to talk to them, if they suck, you can always just watch the game and talk to the other people around you.
You can go to the concession stand, boy. You can have your boys pick you up from the concession stand.
Yeah.
Sporting game is the best, I think.
It's easy conversation.
That's smart,
too. What about you, Phil? What's your best, like, first date spot?
I don't know. Probably just somewhere to eat.
Like where?
The Cribo is his best date spot.
No.
Basement.
Like, where would you take a girl?
Do I know the girl? Like, are we saying, like, it's Friday night, I met this girl at a party on Friday night, and I want to next week,
you
want to
take her on a date? Yeah.
If there was a basketball game, I'd take her to that.
Okay, what if it's summer?
Summer? Ooh. I just invite her to come swim.
You're just really starting off strong, aren't you?
No, I don't know.
Bikini and everything.
I don't know what to do here.
I think the lake would be a safe play. Like,
yeah, but what do you do with the lake?
Oh, okay.
Like, that's... Like,
Johnny said ice cream, which I like.
Oh, yeah, that's so easy.
Ice cream safe, yeah.
So safe. Because it's quick,
that's
you know?
Quick. You
and you can hang out after if you want.
True.
But, like, you can skirt.
That's a good call.
What's a movie you can watch on repeat?
Wolf of Wall Street.
That was mine, but... The other guys, probably. We were watching that the other day.
Wait, what is that? I haven't seen it.
It's Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
The other guy. You haven't seen the other guys? Death Pop.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, never mind.
What's your most, like, high-maintenance food order? Like, do you have anywhere where you're like, oh, I want this with that, and, like, or don't put this on it?
It's usually just, like, taking off tomatoes of a sandwich.
You don't like tomatoes?
No.
I don't like really tomatoes that much either.
Chipotle. I feel like I'm really picky with my Chipotle.
Really? What do you get?
Yeah. Double chicken, rice, veggies, guac, cheese. Lettuce. I don't know.
What would you be mad if they put on it?
Like, if they screw you with, like, the portion, I feel like. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not the exact food choice, but if they, like, slap a little bit of guac.
A little bit of guac.
I'm like, dude, come on.
See, you're really
like,
come on, that's extra.
So I guess that's not really, like, picky with your food choice, but more of, like, what's going on in front of you.
Okay. What's an expression or a phrase you say all the time?
Let's get it or something. I don't know.
Trust it.
Trust it.
Trust it. You still say that a lot?
Yeah, I said on the golf course a lot. All right,
let's get it.
What tabs are open, like always open on your computer or your phone?
Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. I guess just social media.
Yeah, same, like kind of my E-Trade account sometimes.
Okay.
Like if I have that open just to see how bad I'm doing on the stock. I'm trying to think what else. Maybe a game, like a
Clash of Clans.
Yeah, yep. Something like that. But that's it.
What city outside of the Midwest would you move to?
New York.
Miami.
Wow.
Oh, you're such a Miami person.
That'd be terrible.
Florida would be so nice.
Okay, I think that ends our hot seat round.
That's
we didn't do very well.
I know.
We had some boring takes.
I feel like they were kind of fun.
The hardest one is just the three words described.
That was so hard.
Do you have any hot seat questions you have to ask me?
What's your go-to dance move?
Probably just like twerk.
All right, if you're going on your... Wow, okay. If you're going on the first date and you're picking the other person up, what's the first song you're playing in the car?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know why I thought of that.
That's a good question. Deep, yeah. That's a good question.
Like, do you have a song ready, or are you just going through shuffle?
It's gotta be country. Yeah. Probably John Party, Heartache on the Dance Floor.
No, like, not for me.
When I'm picking people up, I go through and I'm like, all right, I'm playing this song, and then I'm playing this next.
You get it ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll
if it's for somebody I care about.
I'll add stuff on the queue. So, yeah.
So before you pick me up, do you have it ready?
No.
I'll probably have, like, a Drake song. I'll probably have, like, a Galantis song.
So you're trying to spread it out.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to think you have the same.
I'll probably have, like, maybe, like, a John Mellencamp or, like, one of those classics.
I think the safest is Post Malone. Like, I think...
Or Khalid. I think Khalid.
Oh, Khalid. Yeah, so I would definitely put Khalid.
I'd put on Post, probably.
I'd probably put... That's a great question, Philip. I'm going to write that down.
Good job, Phil.
But honestly, like, I hope I'm not picking up the person. Yeah, I mean,
what's your deal breaker with a dude?
If they don't have, like, hometown friends.
Yeah, that's...
That's so weird.
That's sort of a deal breaker, like, getting into a frat.
Oh, if you don't have hometown
like
friends.
We'll be like, oh, like, how's your friend group at home? Like, do you have a bunch of close guy friends? And they're like, no, I was kind of a floater. Like
that's weird.
Before. I was like, why? Like, I've had the same friends since I was, like, 8 years old.
Yeah. I mean, I think your guys' is very, like, unique that you guys, like, are all still friends. Right. But I think you should have at least a few.
Yeah, from your
you own. Know?
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's a deal breaker. I think it's a deal breaker if you're not, like, close with your family. Or, like, care about your family and stuff.
Well, that can be an exception because you don't know what they go through with their family.
I guess it's true. I just, like, care so much about family. And I would love to, like, be with someone that's, like, as obsessed with their family as I am.
Oh, Phil.
Do you know what I mean? What else is a deal breaker? Oh, I know. If I know more about sports than they do.
That's fair.
Or if they care more about their Instagram and taking selfies and shit than I do.
That's right. Yeah, that's fair too.
Those are deal breakers. What?
Have you ever had a guy?
Oh my God, that's all the guys in LA. Right. Dahmer. Yeah.
You just kind of like hang out with guys in a group and then if you like them, then you do something.
Yeah. I mean, like people only meet really in LA through like dating apps and like events and stuff.
Oh my gosh. This might be a terrible thing to say, but I hope I'm not on a dating app one day.
Same.
Really?
That's just something I do not want to be involved. Like, I feel like that'd be a lot of pressure.
You'll be surprised, though. Like, if you're living in a big city and you've graduated, like, and you're not guaranteed to see, like, girls every weekend or whatever, or, like, at your frat or your party or whatever, like, you'll be on. It's, like, for me, like, all my friends have dating apps. It's not weird.
Yeah, I could see that though because once you get out of college, I talked to these guys about it. I'm like, how do you meet girls?
Like, I'm like, I was just talking to Johnny and he was saying how dating apps are the move when you graduate.
That's crazy because right now,
like, friends,
we would not even dream. Like, if you have a dating app right now, we just grill you. Like, we think it's hilarious.
I mean, I feel like I use Instagram more as a dating app than I do.
Really?
Yeah.
If a girl like slid into my message, I'd be like, she's weird.
What? Really?
For sure.
Oh, I like if a guy like replies to my story and I'm into it, like I'll be into it.
I don't post stories. Like if she just randomly like one day on a blue moon was like, hey, like I think you're really cool. Would you want to go? I'd be like, no, I would answer and be respectful, but I don't think I would.
Okay.
Just because I would think, why can't she like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's just once you like live in a big city and you're like for me, like I wake up, I work, like go to a workout class and then I go to work and then I come home and I'm like still grinding. Like I don't have time to like meet people randomly.
Right.
So I'll occasionally get on a dating app. But like honestly, I'd rather just meet them in person or like I'd rather have a friend of a friend like set me up or like we're all out, you know.
We just live in such a different world right now.
Yeah.
Like every weekend we have the opportunity.
There's no reason why you should like have a dating app.
We have like so many girls that we can meet.
And I mean, teach their own.
Yeah, yeah. especially in Greek life, like if you're in Greek life at all, no matter what university you're at, there are just so many opportunities to meet girls and like form relationships.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about girls. Do you guys, Tanner, do you know what a 307 is?
I've heard from your podcast. Isn't it a guy with like 307 or less?
Yeah, but it's like hypothetical.
And he like only posts pictures of like him and his mom or like an occasion.
Basically like you.
Basically everybody in Fiji is a 307.
You think I'm a 307?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically like a guy that's not posting selfies.
Oh.
Well, like a like guy a, that's...
It's like majority dudes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not where I live.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
So basically everybody...
So it's like unique. It's like rare in LA. So that's why we made a name for it.
Everybody that I know is a 307. Yeah. Exactly. That's the definition.
Okay, so let's go through some of these polls. Tanner, do you ever vote in my polls?
I do, occasionally.
Which are your favorite?
The food ones and the a lot of people TV like shows.
Okay, so you like the easy ones.
The easy ones. The ones that make me think, I'm like, damn, I know she's going to see that, my answer, and like she might text me and be like, are you all right?
Or something. No, I won't. Tanner?
Are you alright?
Would you rather see a guy... What would you rather see a guy wear to a bar? A polo or a t-shirt? What about you guys?
I don't care what...
Like, what do you wear?
I'm obviously the polo.
I wear a polo. Sometimes I wear a t-shirt.
I just don't have any nice t-shirt that I would even think about wearing.
All my t-shirts are like... Colts or something.
Yeah, or mine to like Nike Golf.
Yeah.
Okay. So 69% said t-shirt.
Wow. So we're
supposed to get on a t-shirt.
31% said polo. Do you pay attention to what guys wear? Or do you pay attention to what girls wear?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. What do you like? What's your ideal outfit? Like, what do you love when girls wear?
Like in the summer, we're talking some jean shorts, like a white tank top, and a baseball cap is fire.
Okay, what shoes?
Some Air Force Ones, I guess. But like, I guess, basic.
See, like basic.
White clothes, white shoes, I don't know.
In the summer?
Not those big, stupid dino stoppers. I hate
those. You don't like the dino stoppers?
I like a sundress or like
a romper is nice.
Or something like that. I think that's more like dressy, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I still am cool with, like, the jean shorts and that stuff, but I feel like that's if we're going somewhere and doing something. But, like, if we're going out...
What about, like, going out to, like, a frat party? What do you want them to wear?
I like the like, cheetah pants or whatever. The camo.
Okay.
So hot on girls. I don't know why.
So you love, like, a printed pant?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's so sick.
Philip loves a printed pants.
Wear the printed pants.
When she's doing the Millie Rock, you're like, oh...
Oh gosh, this is a hard question.
It is tough. I don't really know what girl
with like what a tank just, top.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess like we have to take our answer. Like I don't really notice what girls wear now that I think about it.
Either.
I don't notice that much.
I feel like if you like their outfit, you'll notice.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
But if they have like a bad outfit on, I feel like I would never notice.
You don't notice.
I don't know if it's bad.
Right. Okay. Is there anything like makeup wise or anything you like don't like when they would do that?
It's kind of weird. Or their hair? They have like the on the eyes and then like the swoosh going off.
like cat eye, like that eyeliner.
Yeah, the faces look wider than like the rest.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's just chill on the makeup.
So you don't like the Nike swoosh on
the Nike swoosh.
Oh,
what about hair? Like, what do you like versus what you don't like?
I'm a big ponytail guy.
I like braids. Like, if girls wearing braids, I think that's
like two braids.
Like the braids that do like this thing.
Like cornrows.
No. I don't know.
Maybe it's the two braids.
Maybe
I like the two braids.
Like the two braids. Like, two French braids?
Or I don't know what it's
are there two piece strings? Like
it's like a... Maybe it's just one string.
A fishtail?
I don't know, man. Maybe, dude. I don't know.
One string.
I think I just...
Bro, are there two strings?
I don't know.
You like the braids?
I like them braids. Yeah. I like
so you don't like hair down?
Oh, it's, I mean, it's fine.
But I like hair up, I'd say. Most
I like the athletic look on a girl.
Okay. You like like an athletic body and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, that's how.
I like when my girlfriend curls her hair, I think she looks really good when that's...
Okay. Aw. So yeah, did you tell her that?
Yeah, I just tell her she looks...
What do you call girls? Like, do you... When you like your... When you have a girlfriend, you like her, do you call her babe?
Or,
what's like a pet name you call her?
Orange. if she listens to this, is so proud. Chloe, like Chloe, I call her Chloe, or like
Chloe Money.
Yeah,
I call her Chloe Money. Hey Chloe Money, if you're listening, love you.
I watched Game of Thrones, and so my dad and I were talking about like what you can call everybody as an insult, because I'd always call my brother Hodor. And, like,
oh yeah. Like
And so we ended up calling Chloe Clodor. So we call
Clodor.
She thinks it's so bad. Like, it's so funny.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I call her.
What about
you? Wow, that's so fried. If you're listening, Chloe, my bad on that one.
What do I call my girlfriend?
Yeah, or like a girl that you really like.
If I'm like...
If you say it, if you call them a name.
What's up, babe?
Yeah,
babe.
Babe, yeah. Same. I think baby girl's weird. I don't like that at all.
I like shoddy. But that's like joking. That's like joking.
That's kind of funny.
It's like, damn, shoddy.
What about, what do you call Lillian? Luke.
Like Lil, or her mom calls her Lou, so that's kind of stuck.
Oh, that's cute. So you call him like a personalized nickname?
Yeah.
Not really so a generic.
It's also like one syllable, so you can say it real quick.
Yeah. Okay, got you. So I said, do you pay attention to what guys wear? 92% said yes.
Dang. We gotta
up your game. Do you like a guy with a good style? 92%. Or 98% said yes.
You can make up for it. Yeah. You can make up for
it. I mean, I don't know why anybody would say no. Like, who doesn't like a guy with a good style?
Like, if you have a good enough personality, you can easily make up for it. And, like, kind of make fun of yourself.
I said, do you go out with the mindset of gaming a guy or girl? What about you guys? Pre-girlfriend.
Like a certain girl, no. It's just like, you just have fun with the boys, and if it happens, it happens.
Okay, really? Are you lying?
Yeah. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That is such a lie.
It depends if there's like, there's a girl like you want, it's like, all right, yeah, let's
I feel like you always have it in the back of your head.
Yeah, for sure. Every guy's lying if they don't say they have it in the back of their mind.
Okay. I would say, yeah, I'd for sure have that. Like, why would I go out if I did?
Yeah.
I mean, I would go out to have fun with my friends, but like, also, I want to see.
If it's like in the summer and we're all hanging out in a basement, then I'm like, okay, I don't have that in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Because those are my girlfriends.
Yeah.
But like, if we're going out
to a
bar, then I'm like, for sure, that's in the back.
It kind of depends on the setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. 88% said no. I feel like they're lying.
That's lies. If a dude said no, that's a lie. For sure.
How long does it take you to get ready? What about you guys?
Are we saying shower takes about 5 minutes, 10 minutes probably?
10 minutes total?
10, 15.
10 minutes.
Okay. I said 30 minutes or an hour. 53% said 30. 47% said an hour.
An hour, dude.
It's crazy the difference between guys.
No chance. I would have to just meet her there.
That's like the thing at like frat parties is like girls try so hard on their outfits and the guys literally just wear like shorts and a jersey.
It's like girls have short like attention. Like if they're not having fun, they'll leave in 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Like they're not going to stick around for us to make it fun. Like if there's not enough guys in the basement,
you
got to
have bodies in the basement.
Or yeah. Like if it's not
you have to have what?
It's just like a thing in our house. It's like we need bodies in the cement because like,
in the smit?
The cement basement.
Oh, and then. Cement.
Like basement.
Basement. In the cement. Bodies in the cement.
Yeah.
Boy.
All right. I don't know. We're sounding like such weird. Yeah.
Bodies.
Yeah.
What do you do besides having bodies? Do you have, like, do to make a party lit?
I think the number just one thing talk is to good them. Music.
Music?
Good music, yeah. Like, a girl's not going to want to come over if the music is just, like, trash.
So what does that entail?
I think talking to them matters more than...
Yeah, I mean, but if they come over and it's just, like, a weird...
What's, like, the top five songs that need to be played at a party?
Are we talking about that, like, we like, or that's, like...
Like, classic frat party.
Mr. Brightside. I say Mr. Brightside. I knew
it's going to be on there. Yeah. Better Not was Welcome Week last year.
I mean...
By Louis the Child.
Yeah.
Mo Bamba was on every frat party.
Yeah.
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road's on every frat party.
What else?
Sicko Mode.
The Middle.
The Middle.
Baby. You
dare to do.
I don't need just me.
In the middle.
Oh, yeah, that's on.
Yeah.
I said, do you like frat
Jackie
guys?
Chan, Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Every Jackie party. Chan's that's thing on number one.
That's a good one.
That was the beginning of Big Booty Remix.
Yeah.
Right.
She says she too. Yeah.
She too. What about, do you guys listen to All Night Longer?
Yeah. I want to go
Yeah.
Okay.
Kill the Lights.
I said, do you like frat guys? 62% said no.
Dang.
That's kind of the stigma.
Yeah.
It's just so bad. And honestly, like if you're in Greek life, you like I think at IU, everybody ends up going to the frat parties. Like even the athletes are ending up at the frat parties. So like they say they don't
It just like kind of depends on the environment you're in. And
everybody's going to say they don't like frat dudes. Why would you, you know?
Yeah. If you put a snap story of you two up, does that mean you're out of the friend zone?
I think Snapchat's more of friend, like you're in the friend
so
zone.
So if you put up a snap with a girl, that means friend zone?
Ooh, no.
It can go either
for
way.
For me, it probably means...
You like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's just I'm trying to flex. Shot of her, you're just taking a solo
if
shot.
If I'm taking a picture, like a selfie with me and her, like, just chilling.
But, like, I feel like you would do that with, like, a biker buddy or, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if somebody... One of my friends, my girlfriends, like, if we had a party both drunk, like, I would do that.
Okay. What about... But so, you think girlfriend. It's friend zone?
I mean, I'd also take a picture of my girlfriend and I.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of hard to say.
Well, but if you had to vote...
Oh, if I had to vote, I'd probably say it's girlfriend. I'm not going to just throw a story, random story up with girls.
I say often. It's not friend zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say it's out of the friend zone, too, and 52% agree.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's right.
For me, though, it's friend zone.
you post stories of everything. Everybody, so is everybody yeah. in friend zone?
Not necessarily. Can you tell, like, if I ever like a guy versus when I...
No, impossible to tell.
Really?
Because, like, even today, you good. Saw me and you're like, oh, you look cute, Tanner. Like, you approach everybody like that.
I know. I'm like, dang. I walked to you. I was like, dang, Tanner, you look so cute.
Yeah, I think you approach everybody like that.
Okay. So you can never tell from my stories if I like a guy or not.
No.
Okay, cool. Love that for me. Do you snap your friends or your crush more?
Crush, if you have a crush.
For sure. I don't even think it's close.
73% said friends.
I never snap my guy friends. Like, it's rare. If I have, like, I have no reason to snap them all the time. But I also don't have any streaks. Do you?
No.
Are you a streak person?
Four.
Okay, so yeah, 73% said friends. I would say crush. I don't snap my friends. If I'm Snapchatting, anyone's going to be a hot guy.
Yeah, you want to be looking at...
I'm not snapping anyone unless you're hot.
Whoa.
Chill.
Okay, Darty or party?
Darty.
Really?
Yeah.
You still have the rest of your day after. Like, okay. You can drink during the day, you're, like, up, and that's the first thing you do.
I haven't been to, like, an IU Darty.
Yeah.
So fun.
Tanner, I think I'm coming back for homecoming.
Really?
Yeah, should I?
That's with AKI. Yeah, you should. It'll be fun.
Do you think I can come hang out
you should
guys?
Come for... The best thing to come for is tailgates. Tailgates are the most fun thing to call it.
Yeah, but that is during homecoming.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, you'd get the best experience.
Would I have a good time? Would it be fun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with party, but that's because I'm not... I do love the bungalow during the day, which is, like, basically a Darty for adults. Yeah. 33% said Darty. 67% said party.
Wow.
Rave or chill music?
Chill. I don't like EDM music that much.
Really?
No.
I love EDM.
Like the bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, I love EDM.
Can't stand
it. I love going on the dance floor, but I also love talking to my friends and, like, guys.
The EDM makes me feel like it's a waste of time because you can't, like, if you go downstairs, you don't know any girls there, and you can't even talk to them while EDM is playing. Like, what are you going to do? Try to dance to them creepily? Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'd much rather have...
I guess, like, I'm thinking, like, at a music festival, I love EDM.
It's just so... Your life right now is just so different than ours.
Because, I know.
You know.
I asked earlier, do you guys like to cuddle?
Sure.
These are the hard hitters.
I'll cuddle.
Yeah, I'm down.
If it's, you're a big cuddler?
If it's a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But if it's like a random girl. And,
like, no cuddles.
Yeah.
No, I still would.
You would. That's cute, Tanner.
Like, well, I'm not. Like, just cuddle saying. Dog. I feel like it's so
what about
weird.
You, Domer? Do you
so
like to cuddle?
If you don't.
I don't mind cuddling.
No, I'm all...
I think girls like it more.
Yeah, but, like, if I'm at, like, a party and I'm like, hey, do you want to go upstairs and cuddle?
Well, no.
Have you ever asked a girl, have you ever been like, hey, want to cuddle?
No. No.
What would you
that's
do?
Tanner's pickup.
What would you do if a hot girl came up to you and was like, hey, want to cuddle?
If she was... Yeah,
I mean, I would say yeah.
If she was hot enough, yeah.
What?
Would you go and leave the party to cuddle?
Yeah. Because then you're... Yeah.
This is... I don't even... These questions are too difficult.
88% said they love to cuddle.
I feel like even if you just hook up with her one time, then you'd still want to cuddle. Like, it'd still be awkward if you didn't cuddle.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, after you hook up, what are you going to do? Just lay there and keep your hands to yourself? Like, I would just throw my arm, I think, and then...
Go to sleep.
Wait for it to be over and wake up.
All right, what's a worse deal breaker? Under tipping or bad breath during kiss?
Bad breath.
Are you
from
sure?
From the guy's perspective, I mean, the girl's not going to pay.
So you think on first date, guy automatically has to pay?
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's even a debate.
Okay. I agree.
How I've grown up, at least.
I agree, too. What if she offers? Like, do you expect her to offer?
I would love if she offers.
That's a big turn on.
Yeah, that's so...
Okay.
Makes me mad if, like, after a while, they never offer.
Or even if they don't, just a thank you. Like, thank you so much for dinner. Like,
okay.
That's
dope. Well, okay, so you said after a while. Like, you think every time you go out, the girl needs to offer?
Not every time, but
majority?
Yeah.
Like, with Chloe and I, like, she'll pay for every, like... fourth time we got it. Yeah. Third time. Like, she'll just randomly be like, no, let me get it. You've paid for so much. Yeah. Let me get it.
You know what I'm saying?
But the majority, like, I'm paying.
See, I'm always offering.
Like, every single time.
I feel like I always will. I mean, like, unless I'm, like, caught off guard and doing something. Mm-hmm. But I'll normally always be like, oh, no, I got it, or whatever. Or
at least, like, say, like, oh, are you sure?
Yeah. Like every once in a while, like, I'll try and get it.
I think if you don't offer, like, a thank you is good enough for me.
If they don't say thank you, that's...
Yeah.
That's
fried.
Like, you can get into a rhythm with your girlfriend, and even with, like, mine, she always says thank you. She's always like, thank you.
Yeah.
Good money.
Do you pay attention to how much the other person tips? Like, does that matter to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. I think that's fair.
What if they were, like, perfect and, like, everything was perfect, but they, like, under-tipped heavily?
Did she say anything about how she was under-tipping, or she just did it and I noticed it?
Yeah.
I just noticed it?
Yeah.
I probably would just let it slide. I think it's an anomaly. Yeah.
What if she was like, they were horrible?
And they were fine.
And then under-tipped, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a turn-off. Not a deal-breaker, but a turn-off.
But you'd be like, ugh.
If they were dramatic about it.
What if they sent the food back at dinner?
Oh, that's tough.
I mean,
if there's like a hair in there, I understand. But if it's like,
what if it's like undercooked fish?
If it's actually,
it just depends on how she presents it.
Yeah,
you know, if she's like, I'm so sorry, but like this is not gonna, like this doesn't taste good.
She's an attitude.
See, I feel like if I was on a first date and I got undercooked fish,
you'd just deal with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or I wouldn't eat it. I maybe wouldn't eat it. I would just like eat a little and be like, it's a little cooked, but like no big deal. Like whatever. Like eat my whatever
I've
else.
Never sent food back.
No.
I don't think not I've ever sent food life. Back either.
Blessed.
Would you rather a girl call you cute or dope?
Ooh, dope.
Yeah, probably dope. But that errs on the side of friends, I feel like. Like immediately if she's like, you're dope, I'm like, all right, we're just going to be friends. You know what I'm saying? But if
you like a guy, would you call him cute or dope?
Yeah.
I feel like if I was trying to, like, ball on my friends, I'd be like, yeah, he's so dope. Yeah. But, like...
That's different than telling.
But if I was, like... Actually, like, if I was talking to one of my best friends, I'd be like, yeah, he's so cute. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I was with a group of friends, I'd be like, he's so dope. But, like, if I was with, like, just one friend, I'd be like, dang, he's
but
so
you
cute.
Asked us what we wanted to hear.
What would you want
to
hear?
Like, if they said it to me or, like, she said it to her friend.
Yeah, like, to her friends.
Like, oh, my friend.
What would you rather a girl call you?
To her friends or to me?
Yeah.
To her friends.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, to you.
Dope.
Okay.
I'd feel uncomfortable. Yeah, she's like, you're really cute.
See, what would I rather a guy call me? Dang, this is tough. I want to say dope.
You'd probably roll with dope. I feel like we don't, like...
I feel like I'm more of the type of girl, though, that's, like, dope over cute.
Yeah, you don't want to be a bot.
Yeah, like, in my head, I think cute is like, oh, she's cute. Like, every girl's cute.
That's true.
Guys don't throw around the word dope a lot. Like, we wouldn't just call it
so
dope.
So you think it's better?
I think dope is
for
better.
For a girl, it's a better compliment
to be called. Because 82% said they would rather be called cute.
Wow.
Well, because a lot of people are called cute, and a lot of people are cute, but not a lot of people. I'm like, damn, they're dope.
Dope. Okay. See, I voted dope. Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
Like, if I say, like, if a guy says, like, oh, she's so sick, she's so cool, like...
So, are you more into a girl that's cute or dope?
Dope.
I mean,
it's
gonna be a good
like at the start, like, the only way you're talking to a girl at first is if you're attracted.
It's true.
That's the only thing. Like, you can't lie either way.
So, you're more into what?
Dope. But I'm just saying, like, without her being
cute,
I wouldn't even, like, no.
Right.
You know?
You
wouldn't even meet her in the first place, really, unless she was a friend of a friend or something.
That's harsh.
Well, I'm just, like, if you personally, like...
If you're, like, at a party, you're not going to be like, if there's a cute girl and not a cute girl, you're probably going to want to talk to a cute girl.
Like, attraction at the start.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a great question. I'm just going through old polls, but instead of it being about a guy, think about it as a girl. So your friend has been into a girl for a long time, but she ends up being into you. What do? She's a great girl.
I'm confused.
I'm telling my friend, first off.
So your friend, like your best friend.
Are you saying I'm a girl right now?
No, you're a guy.
Okay, yeah.
Your best friend has been into a girl for a long time.
Yeah.
But the girl ends up, instead of being into your friend, she's into you.
Oh, that's tough.
But she's such a good girl. Like, she's such a great, great gal. What do you do?
Do you
say thank you next, or do you date?
I think you gotta say thank you.
You gotta tell your friend first, and if they're okay
and then
with
figure it,
then
out.
You pull it.
See, 71% said thank you next.
But even then, dude, like, if your friend is just swinging and swinging for like months on end, not getting in, then you're like, okay, like, her and I've been hanging out a little bit, I'll probably just go for it.
Uh-huh.
Like, any of you guys, like, if that happened with you and then you're like, ah, she just wasn't into me, like, it's chill.
Yeah.
Guys would not think it was that.
See, I feel like girls get more like catty more about that. Yeah. Would you rather your girl be crazy or boring?
Crazy.
Crazy.
For sure.
Yeah, 88% said crazy. Every guy wants their girl to be a little bit crazy, true or false?
Agree.
Yeah.
Really? Agree. Okay, let's talk about it. What do you mean crazy? Like, what's too far? But what doesn't bother you?
I kind of like if they're a little jealous, like...
You do?
Yeah. I don't want them to be like, where are you? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. But like, if they're like, yeah, I saw you talking to blah, 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 that kind of...
It kind of like feels like you feel good. I agree. I like that too.
Yeah.
When they're like, why are you talking to that girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you talking to that guy? I'm like, is that bothering you?
I want them to be playful with it. I don't want to be serious. I think that's the best way I can put it in terms of a little crazy.
Good job.
Thank you.
What about you, Phil?
I thought we were talking like crazy in directions of like dancing at parties, so I took a different route.
So you like that crazy dancing?
I like them, like, I hate the girls that just stand in the corner and look.
Uh huh.
That's the worst. Like, I like girls that dance, have fun.
What about you, Tan?
Yeah, I mean, the way you put it, standing in a corner, but like, I'm down to like just stand on a bench with a girl and talk to her rather than trying to dance with her.
True.
Like, see, I don't want to dance with a girl. I don't.
I love dancing with a guy on the dance floor.
I would prefer to be on a bench, like, talking to her about, like...
But your strength lies in you talking to them. Like, you're really good at talking to girls. Phillip's, like, low-key a good dancer. Do you know what I mean, though? Like, I literally would... For him, like, I would, if I were to give him advice, I'd be like, no, you need to go dance with her, and then she'll like you, and then you can talk to him, because you're more smooth with the words, you're more smooth with the
moves. That's where I go. I go.
Wouldn't you agree, Dahmer, a little bit?
I'd say it's a pretty.
I go get him on the dance floors where I.
You can totally tell their game is completely different.
Yeah. That's
yeah. True. So wait, tell me your game. Tell me your game, Phil.
Are we talking like at a party?
Yeah, party. Just nice, some chill, good music going on, nonstop playing in the background. What's going
chill,
on?
Okay, so I'll probably have a few friends in the house that I know. And then if I see like another girl, I go up to the friend and I'm like, oh, introduce me to her, blah, 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 blah. And then so you get
the your guy friend introduces you, or girlfriend?
Probably girl.
Okay.
Guy. It depends. And then just, I might tease them. I don't know. That's my game, low-key, is just messing with them a little bit.
Okay. So what's an example? Like, you make fun of what they're wearing, or like?
Kind of like, oh, another, I don't know. Or, I don't know, talk about their outfit. I don't know. I don't know what I do.
Like,
what
I would make a reference to, like,
their shoes or something.
Like, the party, I feel like, something we share in common or something I know about her. Like, I would find out something at first. Because, like, when you randomly talk to a girl, you're not going to just Snapchat her and say, hey, what's up?
Or
I need to have something to talk to
you. You can say, where are you from? And then that's where the conversation starts. Chicago. Oh, do you know blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Okay. And then what? You're like, you want to go dance? Or, like, you guys need to just make your way to the dance floor? Or you go to the dance floor and wait for her to come? Like, what happens?
I don't know. What do I do, guys? I think I start at the dance floor and then I go talk to him.
Okay.
Go talk.
You say,
I don't say, oh, you want to go talk?
Yeah. We'll just say it. It's not going to kill you.
See, I feel like Tanner, I feel like I nailed that with Tanner being smooth with his words and Phil being a little smooth with his moves.
I agree that I don't have any moves. I don't know.
I can't see you really dancing, Tanner.
No, I avoid it.
I love the twirling the girl.
Oh, you do?
I love that.
I feel like girls like that.
Exactly, I like it.
Okay, this is kind of a good one. Would you marry someone from your hometown?
I mean, if she's the one, yeah, I don't see why not. But there's no girl I could see myself marrying
from here. I would say no. Just because I would say no. But I've always said I've wanted my, like, significant other to know me in college or, like, before, like, really? When I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I don't want to just meet him at 30 and then have to explain, like, my whole life to him.
That's actually a really good point. That's a good poll.
Yeah, I want them to know about me.
I want to meet him. My friends. I want to meet him in college.
You know, I would actually... Tanner, I would love that if I like knew them for a long time and they knew
because
me.
Because everybody
and stuff.
Thinks they're great. Like if I told you about myself in college, like I would definitely hype myself up.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I was the man. But you know, blah blah blah. But like if they actually knew me and they knew how things actually were, I would prefer that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I would love that, but like I don't think that's gonna happen for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
So yeah, is it weird if a girl dates someone who's younger?
No,
I'm younger than my girlfriend.
Oh, really? By how much?
Just a year.
Do you think that's weird or no?
It
like, does it bother
she's
you?
She's 21 right now.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't bother me, but, like, she can go to the bars and I can't.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, guys, we're at 53 minutes.
Wow. Jeez. Time for Chipotle.
Snacks. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the pod. I hope you had fun.
Great time.
Thank you. It was a great time, TK.
Honor.
Can you gas yourselves up? Give us your Instagrams or whatever you want people to follow you on.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram, PhilipKing10.
With two L's.
Two L's, yep.
Mine's just Tanner Shapiro. It's just my name.
Oh, that's actually very valuable, Tanner.
I know.
It's smooth, Tanner.
That is.
Smooth with the words.
Smooth with the words, bro.
All right.
Okay, guys. Be sure to follow them. Go slide into Phillip's DMs. Don't slide into Tanner's because he has a girlfriend. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls and vote in the polls and follow me because without the polls, the podcast wouldn't be a thing. Also, be sure to leave a review and rate my podcast in the podcast app or on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, guys, go gas me up. Leave me a review. I would love that so very much. Thank you so much for listening.